Today, we're sponsored by Shaker and Spoon. When you're stuck in one space for a long time, you can run out of things to do. Something we've been enjoying a whole lot recently is throwing cocktail parties. We get dressed up, drink out of the cleanest and least broken of our glasses or mugs, and pretend we're not stuck in the depths of space. Only problem is, the only cocktail I know how to make is the Moonshine Special, which is illegal in about half the galaxy. And Samantha's got a vague idea about how to make a cosmos, but it usually goes wrong. Sometimes there's fire. And that's why we're really psyched about Shaker and Spoon. They're a monthly subscription service giving you everything you need for 12 seriously fancy cocktails a month, with three different recipes. That's six cocktail parties, or four cocktail parties and two movie nights. All you need to buy is the alcohol. The presentation is really gorgeous. It feels like a real treat to open, and the contents really take your cocktail to the next level. Think lychee orgeat, pepper cake syrup, and rose petal sugar. One box uses a whole bottle, and whichever spirit you prefer, there's a box for you. Except moonshine. I asked, and they don't do moonshine, which is definitely for the best. If you fancy giving Shaker and Spoon a try, you can check it out at shakerandspoon.com/spacejunk to get $20 off of any length of subscription. Your nights in will thank you. That's shakerandspoon.com/spacejunk.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sure I can't get you a drink?
They'd had a moment, hadn't they? That afternoon when Garrett had smiled just like this, warm-eyed and amused in a way that made Tony want another cigarette, but also want to step forward and...
Hey, Kate, what are you writing? Ah!
New text post on Thursday, May 21st.
Title: Why You Should Be Watching Selkirk.
So, Selkirk fandom, who wants to read my 5,000-word essay, Garrett Last Name, Secret Werewolf?
I'm Kate, by the way.
They kiss?
I think I lucked out when I found Selkirk. Because if I'd loved something else, I would have made friends, and I would have been able to read a ton of great stories.
But this way, I met you.
Me and Dayu, a new story about love and fandom from the Procyon Podcast Network.